With hopes set on the sea. You find yourself in the area known as the Lookout, a strategic location for a long time, both in the daily lives of fishermen as well as their families. This lookout served as the vantage point for fishing. The appearance of large dark patches, known here by the name of charabalis, meant dense shoals of sardines swimming near the surface, and these were eagerly awaited. When the presence of one of these banks of fish was detected, the alarm was raised, and all the fishermen ran to their boats to be the first to reach the precious spoils. This lookout is located in close proximity to the fishing neighborhoods of the Whalers and La Fontana, and was a meeting place for women and children as they awaited the safe return of boats to the port following long days of arduous work. The Bay of Biscay, so fierce and unpredictable, continues to cause many misfortunes along the entire coast. Formerly, these were more common because fishing vessels were more fragile and because there were no weather forecasts to warn of storms, but even nowadays, it is still commonplace news. September the 6th, 1944, still lingers in the memories of all the fishermen and residents of Yastres. On that day, the last great tragedy took place that shook the Yastres fishing fleet. On that fateful day, all of the boats were fishing for tuna, encouraged by the good catches produced on previous days, when a huge storm broke and struck the Cantabrian coast. All the boats managed to reach the port, some in Yastres and others in Riba de Sella, even a few in Santander. All survived except one, the glorious San Antonio, which was lost beneath the waves with 13 men on board. The whole town was eager to help the families of the missing sailors, along with the Social Maritime Institute and the mining orphanage, who collaborated with grants and scholarships for the orphans. This event, the saddest remembered in Yastres, still overwhelms sailors and residents who remember each and every detail. Other strong gales are also remembered, like the one in 1961. Thanks to the improvement of fishing vessels at that time, there were no further losses in Yastres, although there were in other parts of Asturias.